It's great to hear your voice again, and appreciate you taking time for us. And we've had, thank you for being available.
Glad to be a part.
Now, one of the things that I think the real focus for this interview is the request for us to go to South Africa is a result of therapists, counselors, even some pastors who've been working with survivors down there. They basically, some of them just hit the wall. I mean, they just weren't able to help their people anymore. And some of them have been working in the SRID, DID field for many years. And for some providential reason, they were listening to the Bite Show and they heard the Nephilim Mother interviews. And when they got, somehow it got back to Amanda Bays, and they began to say, we think this is what's missing. We need to understand how to get to this level of defenses, this level of deep structuring, which apparently we know that is very, very hidden. And
yes, it's hidden deeply inside.
And so they said, you know, can we come down there to do some training? So our schedule is going to be pretty full. But in your experience, if you can just, you know, first of all, you've been who you are, and you've got a couple of doctorates, plus you've been working with the SRADID since the early 80s. When you look at your whole history, your training, your experience with working with survivors, is this whole hybrid breeding program, as we see, you know, in Genesis 6, and then, of course, Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be at the return of the Son of Man. Do you see this as some side issue, or is this a real challenge in terms of counseling, as well as a real viable satanic assault upon this last generation? So go back and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Dr. Preston Bailey. I have a Doctor of Ministry degree, but also have a PhD in counseling. I also studied dissociation at Harvard Medical School under Dr. Richard Kluft, who actually invented the term dissociative identity disorder, and also under Dr. Bessel van der Kolk, who's one of the top experts on the brain in the world. I've counseled people with DID in Germany. I've been all over Canada counseling people. I've counseled people from Australia and throughout the United States. So I've been doing this since about 1983. And I believe that the Nephilim breeding program is extremely important, especially in light of the last days in which we're living in, because this is one of the keys of Lucifer's plan to get an army in order to fight against the Lord Jesus Christ at a key battle in the last days.
Well, we're just over here cheering, Preston, because, you know, this is right on. That's exactly what we see. Now, from a standpoint of a therapist, we know that more chronic the trauma, the more dense the amnesia. We know that the psychological responses to chronic trauma will be layered so that the deepest and most intense trauma will be layered behind lesser issues of trauma. And it's a psychological phenomenon. We know that the person doesn't make the choice. And I will just make a statement. The people I've worked with, the most deeply embedded and hidden phenomenon in a trauma survivor is that they conceived by Satan, fallen angels, produced a hybrid, so traumatic that all other traumas are kind of layered or stacked around it, so that this is one of the most difficult places to get to because of the intensity of the denial and the level of the trauma. Would you concur with that or comment on that if you see that?
Yes, I definitely agree. They use trauma to hide the breeding program behind it. And in fact, they attack the right hemisphere of the brain because the right hemisphere of the brain has emotions. The left hemisphere of the brain has facts. And of course, the corpus callosum, which is 200 million nerve fibers connecting the right and left hemisphere of the brain, they use that to their advantage to hide things in the deep recesses of the brain. And they have programming that covers it, so it cannot be easily hidden. Most, even DID counselors, would not really come across it because it is so well hidden. It is hidden behind severe trauma. I used to be chairman of the Governor's Task Force on Child Abuse, and even child molesters and pedophiles try to hide their crimes, and they even in their limited intelligence, they know that you have to create severe trauma to hide the memories of the abuse of which they have done. So it's very important for Christian counselors to look for a core system that is hidden. Now, every programmer that is sophisticated always has a back door. So you have to find the back door to get to the shortcut. But I'm convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that the hybrid breeding program is what a lot of the years, if not centuries, of ritual abuse and trauma is using to get to this age in these last days, so that they can create this hybrid breeder to reenact Genesis 6 verses 1 through 4, so that they can produce a Nephilim army to attack the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in the last days. The reason being is the Bible teaches there's 9 orders of heavenly beings, from seraphim all the way down to angels, and Satan, his army is outnumbered by God's army 2-1. So he has to use modern advanced technology, and he has to use other means to create other forms of life, even robotic forms and artificial life, to create an evil army, because he thinks he's going to defeat the omniscient, omnipresent God of heaven.
I think that's actually a phenomenal response, and I know that we've talked through the years, and it's been a real blessing to have you as someone I can talk with and collaborate with. And of course, our time with Branson last year was a lot of fun. Just had a Woodward, and you know, it's all converging in terms of history and where we are headed. But I'm going to just mention something to you, that this is something rather new to me with some of the younger people I'm working with. You know, in the past, you know, it was Mengele or Dr. Bowlby or PJ, some of these people were involved in the trauma-based mind control in terms of programming. But the recent reports I have with the younger generation, what they are reporting is that the existing hybrids are present doing specific kinds of trauma, and actually they're now standing in the place of the programmers. Now, this has been new to me, but it's been a collaborative, or I should say cooperative, that there are hybrids that are now doing the programming, and it makes the internal structuring, of course, is supernaturally involved, but the structuring is very, very complex. But I have to say that these people are being resolved much quicker because of what the Lord has taught us. But it looks like to me all the stops are pulled out, and the hybrids are real, and they're involved in doing the trauma and programming. That's the report I have. So I don't know if you have any thoughts or comments.
Yes, I concur 100%. Here's an interesting case I had just 3 weeks ago. This was just 3 weeks ago. I never met the woman. In fact, I have so far just talked to her on the telephone. I had her and her husband on the telephone, and an associate that helps me. I was able to, in the first session, I was able to get past the trauma, and I never mentioned Nephilim. I never mentioned anything related to that at all. I never mentioned hybrids. I never mentioned breeding. Never mentioned any of that. I just asked her open-ended questions. No one can say that I put any memories or thoughts into her mind. I just asked her open-ended questions. I would say, for example, what do you see? And one of her altars came up, and she said, I am in a deep underground military base. This is in California. It turned out her grandfather worked for a private aerospace contractor for the U.S. military. He would take her on a regular basis to this deep underground military base, and she would describe in detail a surgical table she would be placed on. She described a military scientist who would program her. She described strobe lights. She said very clearly, I hate strobe lights because that's what they would use to traumatize me. But we also found an altar that said these hybrid creatures were in a deep underground military base one day in a laboratory where they programmed her. I never mentioned anything remotely like this. She described perfectly these hybrid Nephilim that would program her. What is interesting is this. She said these hybrids, they worked with the U.S. military in giving them advanced technology. And she said that there are times when the U.S. military would work on a project that these hybrids did not want them to work on. And with some technology, they cut off all of their electricity. And I thought that was so interesting. She said they had advanced technology. And what's also interesting, she said, they have living machines that they would use. Now, the average person, the average even DID counselor would not think of that in their wildest imagination. And she described this perfectly. These living machines would also be used to program her by these Nephilim hybrids.
See, Preston, what you're describing is exactly what we're in touch with here. I sent you that David Adair video where he describes that 1971, this engine, which was capable of propelling an anti-gravity craft of 200 feet in diameter, he realized that this engine was a symbiotic engine which would be flown by a symbiotic connection with what he called aliens. The reports that we have now is that it is once, like in Genesis 6, when these angels, they did not guard their original arche, their assigned sphere of rule, but they abandoned their oikonome. We know from not Genesis, but 2 Corinthians 5:2, that oikonome is a reference to the future resurrection body of believers. So they left their spiritual bodies, and we know they assume some form of physicality, and evidently they can't return once they do it. So they would need to have technology and what is called UFOs to be able to transport themselves to carry out their nefarious activity. And here's the report. I believe these hybrids are in symbiotic union with Satan, so that they represent, in the flesh, Satan multiplied. These craft, which are actually, they're actually built, they're physical, but they're also symbiotically an extension of the hybrid, so that when you go in these crafts, it's like going into a Nazi Bells, the Glock, and the whole environment is so spiritually charged trauma that these people, this is what they describe, is that they get reprogrammed, they're taken all over the world in high-speed flight to carry out massive rituals in North Korea and this kind of thing. I didn't know what to do with this when I first heard it, but I listened to Dr. Paul LaViolette. He said, yes, we have craft. And then the black ops that produce that can go anywhere in the world within 15 minutes. When he said that as a physicist, I thought, well, that's interesting. So I went on Amazon and under books, I typed in man-made UFOs, and I was shocked at the number of books that are written on man-made UFOs. But here's the whole point, is that I believe that these symbiotic craft, they are an extension of the hybrid, so that they respond, perhaps telepathically, I don't know how to do it, but these entities need them now, because they abandoned their Okoinime, you know? And
yes.
Just like Genesis 6, only now they're adapting their deception in these last days to think, well, this is all an alien phenomenon, and they're going to come back and lead us into a new age and all that kind of stuff. But it seems to me where we are in history right now, Preston, is that we are at the very end of the end, and the next major event is disclosure, and everything's in place. These crafts, some of them I believe are fallen angels manifesting, but some of them are real. They have physicality, and you've just substantiated that, Preston.
Yes. I'm just giving you the most recent case that I've had, and I've had numerous of them. She would say, this is just one woman, and I've only talked with her twice. So she said all of this just twice. And no one, her husband was there, and another counselor was there. They can never say I put anything into her mind. I just ask her open-ended questions. These hybrids each look a little bit differently. There's different types of them. She said that they would take babies out of her after about 3 months. She said that some of them, she said they would put them in an incubator. Some of them, she said, would be put in the sky in these, she called it crafts, C-R-A-F-T-S. And she said some of them would be put in incubators, and they would take them underground into a special room in the deep underground military base. She also described that she described the time-space continuum. I mainly just counsel what's called highly complex SRADID now, and all of them talk about space-time, like Albert Einstein talked about, and it's Christians are really behind time in scientific concept of quantum mechanics, quantum physics. So I had to study quantum physics to keep up with the people that I'm counseling in order to help them. And of course, these people do not have a PhD in physics or nuclear science. They would often talk about a ship that they were taken up into the sky. That's their words. She said they move through time by quantum teleportation. What's interesting is each of these people are chosen for a specific reason, their bloodline. This woman in particular, I would just ask her what was her job, and of course, she talked about breeding many creatures. She didn't call them children. But she said they even did experiments on her, and she would describe them in detail. She doesn't really talk about UFOs or anything, because she looked at these as hybrid Nephilim creatures. That's the way she looked at them. I didn't mention that to her. She, in the 10th grade, she scored 100% in chemistry. In physics, she scored 94 on a test that measured that. She would, when I first talked with her, she would talk about specific pain different part of her body, especially in her jaw. So then when I counseled with her, there were specific alters who described surgical procedures that these hybrid Nephilim did on her in a deep underground military base laboratory on a surgical scientific table. And she went to the dentist, and they did x-rays of her jaw, and they found the dentist, who didn't know her for the first time, he said, "There are strange things that's happened to your jaw, and your teeth are hollow," and she said all of the enamel has been worn off on her teeth, and the dentist couldn't explain it. She went to a doctor, and they did an MRI on her body, and specific alters would tell surgical procedures that they did, but she had specific scars on her body in different locations where her alters said these Nephilim hybrids did surgical procedures on her. So she has the physical proof to substantiate what she says.
Well, this is a perfect introduction, Preston. I mean, it's just phenomenal what you're sharing, because it's I fully concur. I've had the same reports, and you know, like what I mentioned to you, I wonder what it'd be like if the two of us were together doing a seminar somewhere. So, sorry I can't take you in my spare luggage to South Africa, but if you were going to share any closing words with those people down there that are really looking for help, do you have any closing words or anything that you would like to share with those workers there who will be receiving this this particular interview prior to our arriving there?
Yes, let me say that Christian counselors who deal with people with SRA DID do not need to know quantum physics. They don't need to know extensive concepts of psychology. They just need a willing heart. They need faith and trust in an omnipotent God who is the wonderful counselor. He knows. And oftentimes, in these people severely traumatized, there is there's an altar or an entity that God has prepared to help us to counsel them. It is really amazing.
Yes.
And my faith in Christ has increased a multitude by counseling these people. No matter what you hear, you do not need to fear. You just need to trust in Christ as the wonderful counselor. And the thing that breaks my heart is the Bible says in Revelation 3 that in the last days, the church is the church of Laodicea. They're neither hot nor cold. They want to be politically correct. They want to do everything that fits to a little model. And let me say that microwave ovens that we use every day is not mentioned in the Bible anywhere. The cars that you drive every day is not mentioned in the Bible. The Illuminati and the New World Order, their scientific technology is 20 years ahead of us. So we need to get off the fence posts. We need to trust in a powerful, omniscient God who can help us. And we just need to listen to the voice of God, and we can minister to these people, and the truth can set them free. When the counselor believes the truth and trusts in the wonderful counselor, and the people we help receive the truth, then Christ can heal them and set them free. So we need to not trust in ourselves. And the biggest lie of Christianity is that we are inadequate. The Bible says not that we're sufficient of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of Christ. So we need to trust in Christ through us and help these people that have been traumatized the most severe way possible, and Christ can set these people free. And my faith increases every time, and I want to turn into a Baptist every time I counsel these people.
Amen. Well, blessings to you, my brother. It's been a real joy to see this smiling face up here on here. I know it comes from your website, but I've seen you face to face, so I know it's real. So anyway, look forward to continued fellowship. Thank you for your support and participation, Preston. I hope you come up to Syracuse sometime so you can meet with us.
Thank you so much for your faith and the trust in God and your ministry.
Yes, and same to you, Preston. Thanks again.